Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on GoToDobbs.com today.
We're talking Blues hockey. It's the Joey Vitale Report on 101 ESPN. Brought to you by The Electrical Connection. When you need quality electrical work for your home or business, visit electricalconnection.org.
Alex Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. We are broadcasting live from the new E&B Granite Studio at the Centene Community Ice Center, and we are always happy to go out to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line to be joined by our friend Joey Vitale here on BK and
Joey, Joey, Joey.
Come on, Tanner, where were you, man?
Joey, how you
Sorry.
Doing, buddy?
I got caught off guard.
Thanks, boys. I'm doing good. How you guys doing today?
Doing fantastic.
Joey, I apologize for Tanner. He wasn't ready for it.
That's okay. It's all good. It's all good, Tanner. Don't worry about it, buddy.
Hey, Joey, have you ever been headbutted in a hockey game?
Oh, headbutted in a hockey game. No, I'm trying to think what the closest thing I've done or have. Let me think about this for a minute. That's like a good question. No, I don't think so. I don't think anything even close to that, actually. Sorry.
If it's not a headbutt, Joe, have you ever wanted to headbutt? And how did you hold yourself back?
I held myself back pretty easily because his head's a fragile thing. I don't know how someone headbutts someone. I mean, there was
have
that play.
Joey's hair? It's wonderful.
Joey's got a sick flow.
That's a great point. And you know, I got a face for radio, so I got to protect all that stuff. But you know, I think about the greatest headbutt of all time. You guys remember that when France was playing Italy, of course, yep. In the World Cup. Remember that was Zidane, Zidane, where the guy's two Z's, Z square, whatever the hell his name was. The captain for France absolutely headbutts the guy from Italy, and he gets ejected. And then, of course, Italy, not a big deal, wins the World Cup that year, and the rest is history. But that was the most vicious. That was the most vicious headbutt I've ever seen. I thought Buchnevich's was okay. I mean, you know what? Listen, if it happened 15 years ago, no one would say anything about it. But unfortunately, too many cameras are on you nowadays. He knew what he did. He knew what was wrong. The coaches knew it. Armstrong knew it. I'm actually pretty impressed. He only got two games. I was thinking more of three, possibly four, since he was a repeat defender. Keep in mind, he got that cross-checking one-game suspension last year during that Washington kind of fiasco in New York with the Tom Wilson being in the middle of all that. So the fact that he was a repeat offender and he only got two games, to me, guys, is pretty positive.
And you know what I liked about it, Joey? Look, you never like somebody headbutting another. But, I mean, Pavel Buchnevich already impressed in that first game against the Avalanche. I thought he and his line were the most noticeable line on the ice. But when you get a guy who gets pinned against the corner like that and he doesn't just back away, like he steps up to the plate, and again, it's headbutting and you don't want to get suspended. But I really like that. And I Craig Berube was asked a couple of days ago, does that kind of create some space for him on the ice? And Berube just kind of chuckled. He's like, yeah, I guess, because if you see a guy headbutt somebody, you really don't want to mess with them, especially if they're a guy who likes to go to the front of the net.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, again, anyone that is known to be a headbutter, I'm staying away from. That's a dangerous thing. I mean, a big 8-pound head coming flying at you. You know, it actually goes completely against human nature and what we're supposed to do with our head. You ever think about it? Like, Halloween's around the corner. Whenever you get spooked, what's your first reaction? You kind of put your hands up in front of your head, right? You always put your hands up in front of your face. Or if someone scares you or something's coming, what do you always do? Instinctually, our bodies are triggered to close our eyes. Why? Because we're meant to protect vital organs. Obviously, we got the rib cage for the midsection. But then as far as your eyes and your nose and your brain, you put your hands up, you close your eyes because you obviously have to protect your eyes. So from the beginning of the time, we've always been known to instinctually protect those things. And if you look at the eyeballs, it's actually pretty amazing the way we are crafted. The orbital bones are around the eyeballs, and the eyeballs actually sit back. They sit back, and that's for a reason, because if you ever get hit in the eye, it's going to hit your orbital bone before it hits your eyeball. So, you know, little things like that. But, of course, Buchnevich doesn't care about anything like that because he just goes right after the guy with your head. So I don't get it.
I think this is why God made my nose as large as it is, was to protect my eyeballs. It's all coming together now. Now I'm starting to understand.
No, he did it. He did it because you wanted a good sense of smell, because it's really important.
Fortunately, lost that in COVID.
Then he took it away, Joe, with COVID.
No. He did it for a reason, BK. I'm telling you. He didn't put your nose on your ears and your ears where your nose is, because think about it. When we used to eat, we would eat, and you need your nose right by your mouth, because that's how you could tell back in the day if food was good or not, because you'd smell it before you eat it. That's why your nose is located right by your mouth. Nowadays, you know, you got the expiration dates, and but essentially, when your wife or your husband says, "Hey, honey, is it still good?" you can see the expiration date. But at the end of the day, if it smells good, it's probably good. If it smells bad, it's probably bad. So that's why your nose is right by your mouth.
In BK's case, it's like in his mouth.
And whenever I get my sense of smell back, I'm going to appreciate that once again. We're talking to Joey Vitale, the Blues analyst for 101 ESPN. All right, Joey, let's talk a little bit about this team, because I couldn't have been more impressed so far with what we've seen from some of the young guys. You talk Kyrou, you talk Kostin with what he did, and I have been so impressed as well with Jake Neighbors. What have you seen so far that has stood out to you about the development of some of those young kids?
Well, listen, it's like the first time I saw the movie The Gladiator. I mean, that opening scene where the dog's running up and down the battlefield and he's chopping heads off and getting swords stuck in the tree. I mean, that was a big bang, right? That's why I knew I was in for a good movie. And I'm kind of looking at the Blues season. I hope we're looking at a movie like The Gladiator, because the first scene in the first week of their season reminded me just about what Russell Crowe did on the battlefield. I mean, it was as good as it gets. I mean, there's not much more you could really expect or ask for in the first three games going up against division opponents on the road. I mean, yes, Colorado was missing a couple pieces, and McKinnon and Landeskog, and then you go to Vegas, and yes, they're, of course, missing Stone and Pacioretty and a couple big names like that. But at the same time, those are very good hockey teams. Those are very hostile buildings. I mean, I think that Vegas Golden Knights were like 25-5-2 or something around there in that building last year. So a team that takes a lot of pride playing in that building. So tough buildings, tough teams on the road. You got rust to shake off, just like every other team. So I look at the way they started this year, and there's so many just amazing bright spots that stand out. I mean, start with the goaltending. I mean, Jordan Binnington, I know his save percentage and the goals against the first two games weren't all that glamorous. But listen, guys, like, he was getting left completely hung out to dry, on especially that Arizona game. Late in that game, they're up by three or four goals, and everyone just stopped playing defense. And he had like three or four point-blank opportunities right in front of him, and he needed help. Right, I think they tightened it up in Vegas. They recognized that, hey, we got to get to work for our goaltender here. This isn't right. So his numbers weren't all that great, but my goodness, Jordan Binnington looked as close to the 2019 form that I've seen probably in a long time. So that's number positive, number one. You can go in 100 different directions, but the one other thing I'll say before we move on is I love the fact that the Blues can now rely on youth. And yes, it's early. I'm not going to sit here and say this is how it's going to be all season long, but it's a great start. It's a great start, because last year, talking to all these players in the offseason and kind of breaking down what went wrong last year, the biggest thing that everyone's always said to me, the biggest reason why the Blues did not come to fruition, I think, last year, maybe a little bit the year before, was they had no youthful guys they could just turn to that could just grab the game and take the game over. Think of like what Cole Caulfield did last year for the Montreal Canadiens to make him all the way to the finals against Tampa Bay. A young guy that comes in, not only skates hard and forechecks hard and gets his hits. I mean, yeah, those are all great things. But you need somebody to go out there and actually produce. You need production out of young guys. This is what was so amazing about this first road trip, where you look at like maybe Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron, who had a great first game, right? But then they were goose eggs in the second game against Arizona, and they were okay versus Vegas. But the Blues just completely took over. Kyrou, Kostin, I mean, coming alive. Jake Neighbors. I've loved Jake Wallman's game, another kid. So the veterans can look down the bench and say, hey, young guys, you take it tonight. And the young guys are going to do it and produce at a really good rate, which can help this team win.
Joe, you mentioned Jake Wallman, and today he was skating with Colton Parayko on that number one unit, and I think he was catapulted to that unit with Parayko at the end of that Vegas Golden Knights game. You mentioned that you've loved his game. Are we starting to see Jake Wallman kind of break through as somebody who could get some top four opportunities?
Well, I think so, Alex. He seems very, very confident. I mean, I saw him playing sewer ball before the Vegas game, and this was a kid that last year around this time was a pretty tentative. You know, he's early in his career. He's just trying to fit in. He's just trying to make it and trying to open some eyes. Completely different, a 180 in personality. I mean, he just seems got this swagger about him. I say, hey, what's up, Jake? And he goes, call me Jake the Snake. You know what I mean? Like little things like that. He just like he's got a personality about him. He's a really funny kid. And, you know, seeing him kind of evolve from a personality standpoint to find confidence off the ice, being around this team over and over, I think Jake, from what it looks like to me from an outsider looking in, and he may correct me if I'm wrong, but I doubt it because this is where usually it goes for young players. They play in the minors for a while. And you know what? You get excited when you're first camp. You skate with your superstars and your heroes. Then you get sent down. It's almost like you're relieved. Whew, okay. You know, I got my camp jersey. I got a couple pictures of me wearing the big boys jersey. I'm going to put that on Instagram. It's kind of that good feeling, right? Then you go down to minors. And then year two comes around. You're like, you know what? I'm going to get a little better this year. You get a little better this year. You stick around maybe a couple extra days. Maybe you get on the second cut instead of the first cut. Feeling good about that. By year three and four, something switches in the players. Something happens in their brain. I'll never forget how it happened in my brain, too. But by the third year, you're like, screw it. Like, I'm not going back to the minor. I can't stand it. I can't take the bus trips anymore. I hate pizza at 1 in the morning. I don't want to get in it at 8 a.m. just to be back on the ice and do it all over again. I'm exhausted with playing 4 games in 5 nights. The hell with going to Adirondack and traveling to Norfolk, Virginia for a 13-hour bus. He's like, you're exhausted by it. And finally, you just grab it. I can't explain it any other way than that. You just grab it. You go out there and you seize an opportunity because you just look at it. There's no other option. Minors, AHL, it's not an option anymore. There's an opportunity. I'm going to seize it. I'm going to grab it. I think he started with that last year. And to me, to start things off this year, he's taken ownership of the opportunity given to him. And I think he's looked fantastic.
Joey, final question for the Blues analyst for 101 ESPN and the Blues Radio Network, Joey Vitale. Who are the guys or maybe the individual guy that you're most interested in seeing how they respond to the new spot that they're going to be placed in tomorrow with Buchnevich and Saad being out of the lineup? Are there any players in particular that you're going to keep an eye on if they moved up or down in the lineup?
Well, you know, I think the big one is going to be Ivan Barbashev for me. I think he's going to continue to creep up in the lineup. A player that, as we all know, just oozes out of his blood and his sweat and tears is Craig Berube style hockey from the standpoint of taking care of things defensively, winning faceoffs, closing out games, starting periods. We know he's bringing all that. This year, he's got this unreal offensive upside to him. And I'm not going to say it came out of nowhere. He's proven this in the minors. He's proven this in junior hockey. He's a goal scorer. He's a point producer. He's never done it to the level of what he could possibly do this year. But I think Craig Berube is looking at him like, not only am I going to put him out here to be a dependable defensive shutdown guy, but this guy can chip in on the offensive side of things. I mean, that goal that he had in Arizona from Robert Thomas, I mean, to me, that is what Ivan Barbashev is all about. You know, he's good below the dots. He holds on to the puck for a smaller guy. He makes smart decisions with the puck. He's never going to throw the puck away. For those reasons, I think he's going to start finding some top 6 minutes. And I think through those top 6 minutes, I think we'll see more and more point production out of him, which is to me is going to be an awesome thing because the team can surely use it.
Joey, today we have talked about orbital bones, the importance of smell, gladiator, and got some great hockey analysis. I think we covered all the bases. Thanks for hopping on, buddy.
This is a good breakdown. Just imagine what we could do if we had 30 minutes. Holy smokes. All right, guys, have a great day.
This holiday, whether you're making a Kroger Simple Truth turkey for 40 or a Murray's Baked Brie for 2, Kroger has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Kroger, fresh for everyone.